And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Bruce Curran. Poor Roy. It must be like living with a chronic illness that you just can't shake. Outside shooter deficit syndrome. I'm not sure if he's considered going to the Mayo Clinic, but I wouldn't rule it out. Roy appears to be about as popular as A-Rod with people who can shoot a basketball from 22 feet. And this is getting to be a real problem for the program. Pick your own metaphor, but you cannot get to the end of the rainbow, the top of the food chain, or God forbid, the head of the class, without lots of reliable outside shooting in the current iteration of NCAA basketball. Now that's not saying you can't have a very good team, you're just not likely to win any hardware. Let's look at a few recent stats. If I'm not mistaken, in the last decade, Carolina has shot the ball over 40% from the arc only twice, in 2005 and 2009. Guess what happened? And Roy has really only had two great twos in the backcourt in that same period of time, Rashad McCants and Wayne Ellington. Again, enough said. There have been some okay outside shooters like Reggie Bullock, but they were either hurt a lot or unreliable, especially in the clutch. The NCAA tournament is for shooters. Big men in the NCAA are just no big deal anymore. It's certainly not for lack of trying, but Roy has been asking all the pretty girls to the dance for the last four recruiting classes, and everybody is saying no. Carolina's never been a hotbed, the one and dones, so he's obviously losing those guys. Originally, it was only to Kentucky, but recently Duke, Kansas, Ohio State, Florida, Indiana, Arizona, and UCLA are getting into that market on a regular basis. But maybe more importantly is the fact that Roy's high-powered offense is based on virtually everything but outside shooting, and that just will not showcase a great shooter. This season, he has offered scholarships to at least six of the top shooters in the country, and he's now down to just one or possibly two who pundits say are unlikely to come. One of them has been Roy's top recruiting target for 18 months, and we could lose him to Iowa State? Huh? Roy has a great group coming in 2014. There's still no shooter in it. Maybe the best class he's ever recruited, but without a great shooter these days, even with a great class, you have a Ferrari with a bad spark plug that will start misfiring as soon as you play Kansas in the Elite Eight. I wish I had a solution, but I don't. And frankly, I don't care if he has to go to the Russian Mafia to get a good shooter. Roy's a great coach, and if he does pull a rabbit out of the hat and secure one of the two remaining off guards, the experts say the team will be one of the odds-on favorites for the title in 2015. But I'm also saying if he doesn't, the only new NCAA hardware we're likely to see at Carolina in the next few years will be from women's soccer and lacrosse. This is Bruce Curran.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.